Hundreds gathered in Georgia over the weekend to mourn the victims of last week's shooting and call for an end to anti-Asian racism. Similar demonstrations took place in several other cities as the cries for justice grow louder. Let's bring in Emil Moffitt. He's a reporter at WABE in Atlanta. And Emil, how are people there remembering and honoring those 8 lives lost, 6 of whom were Asian women?
They were remembered as hardworking people who were toiling at these frontline jobs in the pandemic, trying to support their families. The words underappreciated and invisible were heard a lot over the weekend. And then to be targeted as they went about their work really saddened, angered, and scared many people who came out to these vigils, including Connie Ji. She works for an organization that supports Asian communities here in Atlanta.
I'm afraid myself too, actually. We are fear. We are come to here for make a better life. We should working for a better life in our community.
And that was a sentiment shared by a lot of folks we talked to this weekend, not only the shootings last week in Atlanta, but also the rise in hate crimes and ugly rhetoric toward Asian people in the last year. A lot of folks hoping that this marks a turning point in trying to end those things.
What were some of the other calls to action you heard over this weekend? What did you hear from demonstrators?
Yeah, there was a lot of frustration, especially in the Asian community, where they expressed that this discrimination has gone on for far too long, and it hasn't always gotten the attention that it deserves. The suspect in this case, of course, has told police that his motivation was what he described as a sexual addiction, and he was trying to, in his words, remove temptation. But the demonstrators at this rally were just not buying that at all. They say the fact that he targeted Asian-owned businesses and their Asian employees, all of them women, by the way, and regardless of what he says was the reason, they say that proves that this was a hate crime, not only against Asians, but against women, too.
Emil, I only have about 30 seconds with you, but Georgia's new senators, Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff, also spoke. What did they say?
Yeah, Senator Warnock said that laws need to be strengthened at the state and federal level when it comes to protecting minority communities. Senator Ossoff says, "This is just not who Georgia is anymore. Georgia is a rapidly diversifying state," and he says it needs to be reflected in that way.
Emil Moffitt is a reporter at member station WABE. As always, thank you.
You're welcome.